The pithy lessons given by Miss Warren, my English and American literature teacher at the Columbia Graduate School of Columbia Bible College, have become part of my ministry philosophy. A good start on anything in life, a term paper, a reading assignment, a ministry task, personal leadership emergence, almost ensures continuance and closure. And to know about something ahead of time is to allow much better planning to take advantage of it. William Jameson. Lay or clergy, which way? From the time he was a little boy, Bill Jameson had a quick mind and was always two or three grades ahead of his class in both math and reading. He came from a Christian home and made an early decision for Christ. He loved to share with others. Before he was born, his mother had covenanted with God to accomplish great things through Bill. In his teens, at a camp retreat, he made a commitment to the Lordship of Christ. At the counseling that occurred after the campfire challenge, Bill's counselor made a prophetic statement. You remain true to God in your heart, and He will use the great mind He has given you for His purposes. Bill never forgot those words. In his last 2 years in high school, Bill developed some skills in talking to people about Christ. At the same time, his reading skills and mathematical abilities continued to grow. He was a computer whiz and published several public domain computer programs. In college, he decided on a double major involving physics and computer science, made the honor roll every semester, and was tapped for several honorary societies, was active in a campus ministry, headed up several organizations, and displayed excellent administrative skills. He founded a new organization that helped students learn how to apply computers to research projects. In his junior year, his research resulted in a patent in his name and a large grant for graduate studies. Toward the middle of his senior year, he was challenged by a campus ministry worker. If you really want to count for Christ, then you need to give up your secular ambitions and go into ministerial training. This was a crucial decision for Bill. If Bill had come to me at this crucial decision point, I would have used several concepts to evaluate his situation. Destiny processing, giftedness, influence mix, and double confirmation. The special times when God spoke to Bill's mother and when he gave a word at the future at the campfire commitment were events in which God began to communicate to a potential leader his intentions to use that person, destiny process items. This form of guidance deals with the accomplishments of a lifetime. The experience of Bill's mother seemed to indicate that God's hand was on Bill's life. The word given by the camp counselor seemed to indicate that Bill's special intellectual capacities would be central in what God planned to accomplish.